Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. I need it.
Metro Boomin wants some more.
Cause I got a really big team, and they need some really big rings. They need some really nice things. Better be coming with no strings. Better be coming with no strings.
This is our man. Really nice things. I tweeted out. Really last time Kyle really Brandt was on with us. He immediately jumped into the top 10 of all-time guests that we've ever had.
I agree. He's a TV. He's a professional, though,
he's
man.
He's a professional.
He's on TV. He's a
he's
looker.
On TV.
He's a look. Me and him are lookers. You're not so much, but me and him are lookers.
Okay, you're not a looker.
Have you looked at me? Look over here. Look at my face.
Yeah.
Mine is my teeth. My teeth are garbage.
Yeah. And all the surrounding stuff.
My
Kyle
cheekbones,
Brandt.
I have Brandt. Native American in me.
No, you don't.
You see how hot my cheekbones are?
Mm-mm.
That's beauty.
Nope, that's CTE.
I don't think it changes your facial structure.
No, the fact that you think it's beauty is CTE. There's no physical manifestation for CTE. You thinking you're beautiful is a direct result of CTE.
I've had CTE out the womb.
Let us go to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Talk to Kyle Brandt. He's one of the four hosts on the greatest morning television sports show in history, Good Morning Football. It's on NFL Network. He also hosts the Kyle Brandt Football Experience, which airs every Friday at 6 p.m. on NFL Network. He has accessible to him every football play that's ever been recorded on video. I've watched the show. Anything you want to see. What do you want to see? You want to see your interception of Tom Brady?
No, I've seen that enough.
He's got it. Like, he's got it. Anyway.
I want to see another interception I made.
Okay, there are none.
Why are you going to do that?
Well, you're the one that brought it up. I was trying to give you some props there. All right, here's Kyle Brandt. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, I'm talking to my favorite Florida Gator and my favorite Highland Park Giants. I'm doing great, guys.
Immediately vaults back into the top 10.
Yeah. I got all kinds of questions about the top 10, but I will say we do have every play ever. We got footage in high def of Channing's cheekbones for days.
See? Yeah. And I'm a looker, man. Yeah. I got that Native American in me, that Blackfoot.
It's beautiful. We got Hockman. So who's in the top 10? Give me some of the company that I'm sharing with, because I want to run down these SOBs. Who do you got?
Well, Cornbread Maxwell is a legend. He comes on a lot. Crowder and I oftentimes try to figure out what is unique to the black community, what is unique to the white community. And then we go even further, because I'm Jewish, Jewish community, white Jewish community, we have cottage cheese in the refrigerator at all times.
Oh, Kyle does have
there's no shame in that. And
No cottage cheese. The white community, though, I can tell you a lot about that. You know that we use a lot of Cool Whip, and then after we use the Cool Whip, we use the Cool Whip container as Tupperware.
That's a great call.
Yes.
Great call. Yeah, that's a great call. And what about
no? That's not cultural, man. I have some Cool Whip containers in my damn Cupperware drawer.
Is that right?
A Cupperware.
Cupperware. Is it called Cupperware?
Yeah, it's a Cooper Cupperware. Yeah, Cooper Cupperware. Cooper Cup for Cupperware. And then
you do these shows, guys. You do these different radio shows. You call those. Nobody has a better on-hold experience than you guys. Because it's normally the same old stuff. Well, we're joined now. Blah, 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 blah. Coming up a commercial, we got this guy, that guy. You guys are talking Channing's teeth and cheekbones and cornbread. And I mean, it's the best on-hold radio show in the world.
And Blackfoot. Kyle Brandt.
Hey, man, a little nicer. Blackfoot.
Kyle Brandt is with us. Good Morning Football. So I know you've had and I do want to talk some football. I know you're a big Adam Gase fan. We learned that on the show yesterday. But I got to start here because you've had this thing with Ralph Benerschke. Would you like to hear my Ralph Benerschke story?
I can't wait. Give it to me.
When I went to the University of Miami, the Wheel of Fortune, they came down to audition students for college week.
Oh, baby.
Okay. I auditioned, and I didn't make it. And then I get a letter, and it says, how would you, because there was no internet back then, so I got a letter.
Yeah.
And it said, how would you like to be on the regular version of Wheel of Fortune. Will you be in California at any time? And I was going to be in California that summer because my roommate was from California. Anywho, long story short, I was on the final network episode of Wheel of Fortune hosted by Ralph Benershka.
Get out of here.
And he was a very pleasant gentleman, not a great game show host, as evidenced by the video that you guys showed, which was stilted.
How did you do on the show? Did you solve the puzzle?
I solved two puzzles.
Wow.
It was back in the day where you would go shopping. You didn't get cash. You would go shopping.
Yeah, they take you in the turnstile and you
yes.
buy the dresser and the
yes.
blender.
Yes, and the grand prize back in that day when I was on was a all-expense-paid trip to Yugoslavia, which is a nation that no longer exists. So it's just a wonderful end to my Ralph Benershka experience was...
Yes, coming up. Well, Hochman wins a trip to East Germany. Look, the real grand prize, though, was did you get to meet and or have a picture with Vanna?
I did.
Very
I did.
Special to me.
I got to go into the makeup room with Vanna, a petite
okay.
woman. She was very sweet. I solved two puzzles while I was on there, and the key to the whole Wheel of Fortune experience back then was you buy a couple of inexpensive things at the bottom, and then you don't have any money left to buy anything else, and you get the rest on...
Tell me.
A service merchandise gift certificate. Oh, another
nasty.
Store that no longer exists.
That is so good.
I mushed everything that was on Wheel of Fortune, including Ralph Benershka.
So you buy the cheap stuff, huh?
Benershka's gone. Vanna's still standing. Shannon, I know you'll understand this. Everybody remembers that first celebrity crush. For me, it was Vanna White. I wanted to solve that puzzle so bad. the first Playboy I ever saw, I'm not kidding, my best friend's father had a stack of Playboys, and I was maybe 8 years old, and Vanna was on the cover, and I got my hands on it, and it changed me. I grew up that day. So
yeah.
Vanna was very special to me.
Became a man.
That's right.
They called me the male black Vanna White when I was in high school.
No one called you that
the
ever.
Women
no,
did, yeah.
No one called him that.
Oh, okay, well,
no.
maybe somebody.
No one called him
maybe
that.
Maybe coach.
Let me
coach.
Ask you a couple. Coach did not call you that. Kyle Brandt is with us again. You should watch the Kyle Brandt Football Experience every Friday, 6 p.m. on NFL Network. They replay it as well. And again, you can watch it Monday through Friday. Good Morning Football starts at 7 a.m. our time. We heard some sound yesterday where you said Adam Gase was becoming your favorite head coach in the NFL. You like the way he handles the media, right?
I love him. He's just, listen, everybody's so insecure now, and everybody wants to be liked, and everyone wants to Instagram followers, and everyone wants... He could not care less. That is one icy SOB, and I give him that as a huge compliment. I look at them up there as a man who doesn't give a damn what if he's liked, if he's disliked. I think that is how he runs the team. He's like, this is my team. I don't care. I'm going to... You know, I look at this guy's... Give me an A or an F. Adam Gase has no interest in earning a C or a B-. He's going to get rid of the players he doesn't like. He's going to bring in the ones he like. And this thing with the Tannehill injury was so perfect because he did not want to talk about it, and he wasn't going to sit there and pretend like that he's interested in it. So I sat there watching him. He's like, look, guys, I don't know. I don't want to be asked. We don't see sound bites like that anymore because coaches do that, and they get torn apart on Twitter. I find myself loving it. I love the way he runs this team because he doesn't care that I love the way he runs the team.
But, Kyle, don't you have to be winning? Don't you have to be dominant? Because Belichick, he's a butt wipe a little bit, but he's winning. He's a Super Bowl winning coach. Don't you have to be good to have that arrogance?
Jen, didn't you just see him beat the Chicago Bears?
That's it? That's all you have to do?
A bigger picture of it.
Just take a quarterback on his fourth team in 18 months and a 55-year-old running back and beat the so-called unbeatable Chicago Bears. I loved it. That was one of the best Dolphin wins in years. That was an awesome win. So, listen, you guys know the narrative. Nationally, people forget about this. They forget how good they were 2 years ago. They forget that the Cutler thing blew up in their face and they sucked last year. But listen, that win against the Bears was legit, especially coming off the butt-whooping they got from New England. Miami's going to have a say in this thing. I like it.
And, Kyle, do you give credit to a coach with the injuries? Because overall, you know, this part of the NFL, next man up, we know all the cliches, but two starting linemen out, offensive linemen, two starting tight ends out, Wake out for a number of games, Jones was out for a game, Branch, McCain, now Tannehill. Do you give credit to a coach that can win with all those injuries?
I tried it, man. I mean, listen, look no further than last night. Look at Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan lost everybody. They had Garoppolo. That whole thing was going to go through Jerick McKinnon. They paid him all this money. Both those guys dropped 10 seconds into the season or before the season, and they were leading Aaron Rodgers on his home field in the fourth quarters. I think, look, you have an incredible lineup of players and depth and everything. A lot of guys can coach that team. I love the guys who deal with the adversity. That's how you win Coach of the Year. And I thought the Cameron Wake thing went under the radar this past week. Everyone was drooling over Khalil Mack, deservedly so, and Brock Osweiler didn't get touched. Meanwhile, Wake's not out there. If he's out there, they win that game easier.
Would you start Brock Osweiler or Ryan Tannehill this Sunday if both were healthy?
I mean, I'd start Tannehill. Listen, the Brocktober is like the new Fitz magic. You know what I mean? How we all got wrapped up.
But don't you roll it until it explodes back in your face? Like, you just go with the hot hand.
Because the explosion's terrible, though, man. You want to beat the explosion. You know what I mean? Like, the Bucks wish that they had put in Jameis Winston a week early. You want to be post or pre-explosion. You want to make the preemptive strike. I don't know what Tannehill's deal is, and I'm certainly not asking Adam Gase about it, but I think Tannehill's a better player. We forget so quickly, guys. It is so easy to get seduced by Osweiler or some guy who catches a hot hand. He's still Brock Osweiler. I love him, respect him, but, like, you know that explosion is coming, right? Right?
But if you're the coach, if you're Adam Gase, you are truly creating a quarterback controversy. If who they have this Sunday, Detroit, I think.
Yeah.
They got the Lions this Sunday. If you start Ryan Tannehill because he's healthy, and they don't win, or Tannehill doesn't look good, like, you have just foisted upon yourself a huge quarterback controversy where maybe you let Brock go out there again for a second consecutive Sunday, let him do what Brock is going to do, we all assume, and then you kind of, you know, firm Ryan Tannehill as your guy.
There's a thing that comes up now that we see called recency bias, or being a prisoner of the moment. If anybody is really thinking, maybe we roll with Osweiler, just do this before you feel it. Go to YouTube and type in Brock Osweiler Texans and just see what you watch there and see if you still feel that way. Because that's the Brock, guys. I know he had a great day in the heat on the day. That's awesome. Every metric that we have available to us tells you that those days will not continue. I say stick with Tannehill.
A question asked earlier, Kyle, with last night, talking about the Green Bay game. If you have 2 minutes left on the clock and you have to have a quarterback that's currently playing, do you want? Because I might be jaded because I got my ass whooped by Tom Brady so many times. He's my guy. But there are a lot of people killing me on the text talking about Aaron Rodgers is better than him.
Listen. Aaron Rodgers is great. Aaron Rodgers does this. I love Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has been to one Super Bowl in his career. Tom Brady, 20 minutes ago, at 40 years old, was thrown for about 500 yards through this Team of Destiny Eagles defense that couldn't be beaten and had dog masks and everything. Yes, Aaron Rodgers went down the field for a game-winning field goal on Monday night. Tom Brady did it on Sunday night. Give me Tom Brady 10 times out of 10. I'm just wondering, Channing, if you had to play in this era against Tom Brady, and every time you sacked him, you fell on him, they called a penalty, how would you handle that?
I'd still hit him, man.
Well,
I don't get to him that much. I got to eat when I eat.
You'd have to get to him first. There's a flaw in your hypothetical, Kyle, and that would be Channing getting to the quarterback.
I would never get off of him. They'd call it a delay of game. I'd just lay on top of him for 20 minutes.
What's your next hypothetical? How is he going to guard Tony Gonzalez?
We would have a baby together by the time I got off of him.
Because once I get on top of him, I ain't getting off.
We would have a baby with the black man of white. I mean, he always wanted to do that.
I look better than Giselle. I got Giselle, if you ask my opinion.
Right. Obviously, we need to put him into the concussion protocol, Kyle. I think we've heard enough over the last 10 minutes. Kyle Brandt, watch him on NFL Network. Good Morning Football. I'm telling you, if you don't watch this in the morning, you are missing out. It is a great program. And then watch the Kyle Brandt Football Experience as well. Friday, 6 p.m. on NFL Network. Thank you for making time for us, Kyle. We enjoy it.
You guys are the best. I'm coming for you, Cornbread.
Where is he on the list now? Cornbread 1, Larinaga 2.
Yeah, Kyle's with Larinaga.
Like,
he's fighting
some,
for 2.
You have to have some name recognition nationally, too. Like, that's why Ira Winderman, you know, like it's got to be somebody who's got some national. Well, I guess that kind of excludes Larinaga then, right?
Kyle's sneaking up. Top 3 for sure.
Top 3 regular guests.
Guaranteed.
Just brings it, gets the show.
Yes.
Great phone line, which you know I love. That dude calls from a landline.
ISDN.
Well, it's not an ISDN, but yeah.
You know how ISDN works.
Camla. Don't tell me about something works.
Camla.
That tight ass shirt you got on.
It looks good, right?
Join the 411 Payne WQAM street team at the Dos Equis Watch Party, Shuckers Waterfront Grill, Saturday, 3:30. You can win some Dos Equis gear. You'll have a chance to win a 60-gallon cooler as well. Dos Equis, keep it interesante.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.